The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Michael.
Michael, you are up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure. Good luck, Michael.
All right, Michael. We've got 5 pop culture questions. If you can beat him and get more right than he gets right, it can win you $1,600 today. But you got to beat him. You can't tie him. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. You ready to play?
I am ready.
Woo! Number one. A sequel to Tomb Raider is in the works with Alicia Vikander. She will be reprising her role as the lead female. What's her character's name?
Lara Croft.
Number two, Budweiser says they will not have ads this year during the Super Bowl and instead donate money to COVID relief. What type of horses famously appear in Budweiser Super Bowl commercials?
Clydesdales.
Number three, Disneyland's The Jungle Cruise attraction will be revamped to be more inclusive after years of people saying it was discriminatory and offensive. The remake of The Jungle Cruise movie will be out this summer, and it will star Emily Blunt and what former wrestler?
The Rock.
Number three, a company will pay a quote-unquote sleeping beauty to test out mattresses and write reports about the different mattresses and pay them for doing that. What's the character's name known as Sleeping Beauty?
Aurora.
And number five, Selena Gomez was freaking out because Billie Eilish was wearing her makeup line. What's the name of Selena Gomez's makeup line? Time's up.
Don't know.
That was pretty good, Michael. All right, let's see if it's enough. Gosh, I wanted you to get that last one.
You!
You would definitely. All right, Michael got 4 out of 5.
That's pretty impressive. Let's see how I do.
Number one. A sequel to Tomb Raider is in the works with Alicia Vikander reprising her role as the lead female.
Okay.
What's her character's name?
Tomb Raider is Lara Croft.
Yes. Mm. Number two, Budweiser says they will not have ads this year during the Super Bowl and instead donate money to COVID relief. What type of horses famously appear in Budweiser's Super Bowl commercials?
That's Clydesdales, of course.
Yes, and if you're worried about not seeing them this year, they're going to be in the Sam Adams commercials in some markets.
Yes, I guess not everywhere, but some.
Yep. Number three, Disneyland's The Jungle Cruise attraction will be revamped to be more inclusive after years of people saying that it was discriminatory and offensive.
Right.
The remake of the Jungle Cruise movie is going to be out this summer. It stars Emily Blunt and what former wrestler?
I'll take a shot and just say The Rock.
Yep.
He makes a lot of Disney movies now.
Number four, a company will pay a quote-unquote sleeping beauty to test out mattresses and write reports about different mattresses and pay them for doing the job.
Okay.
What's the character's name known as Sleeping Beauty?
Aurora. Caught me on that multiple times before.
You guys are tied at 4. Number five, Selena Gomez was freaking out because Billie Eilish was wearing her makeup line. What's the name of Selena Gomez's makeup
Rare
line?
Rare Beauty.
How did you know Rare Beauty?
My wife shops at Sephora regularly.
Oh.
Regularly. Come on. That's where she gets it. And I'm a big Billie Eilish fan. You know that.
All right. I'm sorry, Michael. He beat you 5-4 this morning. I am trying my best, Michael. I really am.
What?
I thought you had him with Aurora.
Yeah, I thought so.
This is Michael, and I can't be Raven.
Thank you, Michael. Hold on. We'll get you a T-shirt.
Better luck next time, man. Enjoy that shirt.
Oh, gosh. I thought between Aurora and Rare Beauty. All right. We throw another $100 in the pot. Tomorrow morning's jackpot, $1,700. You'll get your chance at the cheat sheet, the first 2 answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions. First one's at noon, second's at 5:30 tomorrow.